part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at Republican members of Congress who were practicing for an annual charity baseball game on a suburban Washington, D.C. ball field. Four people were shot, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded. Gunman James Hodgkinson shot and killed by Capitol Police officers. Those officers were on the scene to protect Scalise, as he's part of the congressional leadership. Had they not been there, many say there could have been many people killed. Within hours of a federal judge allowing AT&T to purchase Time Warner, another huge media deal is now on the horizon. After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including YES in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why it's been a bad week for In-N-Out Burger in Texas, things to watch for that your customer needs, I'll have tips on how to use social media scheduling, and how to hire quality people on a limited budget. It's Thursday, June 14th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, it's time to check the weather. Currently 80 degrees at 12:04. Beautiful day outside. Make sure you get out and enjoy it. It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy, and less humid with a high of 83 and a low of 57. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 79 and a low of 53. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 58. And for Sunday, Father's Day, it'll be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 69.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way we be. Taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is down 8.15 to 25,193.05. The NASDAQ up 61.45 to 7,757.14. The S&P 500 is up 7.55 to 2,783.18. Oil is down 21 cents to $66.43 per barrel. And gold up $7.40 to $1,308.70. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All right, welcome to the program. And as mentioned, my name is Jim Gano. I am the host of the program here, as I am every Thursday. So glad that you could join us as we get together every Thursday at this time to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, that happened to business both on a national scale and on a local scale as well. And if you're listening to the program at this point, you're probably watching us on Facebook. And if you are, we'd like for you to like the page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, so that you can get updates midweek on anything happening in the business world. Been a busy week this week. And then also, you know, spread the word and let people know that Huntington Chamber Radio is here for you. If you own a local business, I'm sure one of our hosts would like to talk to you as well. A great chance for you to promote your business. Next week, I'll be speaking with Ed Westling from Westling's Martial Arts Academy. We had a great conversation the other day in my store, and he was looking for ways to promote his business. I said, there's really no better way than by coming on Taking Care of Business or any of the other radio shows. So we scheduled him to come in. We're going to talk about his karate studio and what's the right age to get kids involved in karate. Is it too late for adults to get involved in karate? And it never is, but we'll go into that in more detail next week. So feel free to join us next week as well. I do want to make mention of a past show, and that's last week's show, where we interviewed, or I interviewed Mike Michalowicz, who is the author of the book Profit First, about how that book and the program Profit First can transform your business. Again, if you didn't get a chance to listen live, you can always go to our archive section of the website, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Look up last week's program, which would have been June 7th, 2018, and look up Taking Care of Business and replay that. Profit First is a great system for, you know, getting your finances in order in your business. And so many people, and we talked about it with Mike, about how so many businesses that don't, or they only use one account, so for their business, for their operating expenses. So they have one account. Income comes in, everything else goes out, but they're not putting any money away for certain things that will happen in business. Rent, royalties, if you have to pay those, taxes, owner's pay, and there's a number of different buckets and labels you can put on these things. But since we've started doing this at my business, Crown Trophy of Flemington, in March, it's nice to know that payroll is met for the next, you know, two, three, four pay periods. There's profit being taken. That was the other bucket that I wanted to mention. There's profit being taken and bills are getting paid, because instead of just paying what's there right now, you know, you're paying what you have to pay, but you're also putting money aside so that when it comes due, the money's there. So again, thanks to Mike Michalowicz for joining us on the program last week. At this time, we always play or talk about our business quote of the week. This can be from a celebrity. It can be from a business guru. It could be from a religious leader. It doesn't matter. This week, it comes from country music singer Luke Bryan. And it's brought to you every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And he says, just really, really believe in what you're trying to do. Don't let people alter that. Let people advise you and lead you down paths to make smart business decisions. But trust your instinct and trust that overwhelming drive that made you put all your dreams and everything on the line. And Luke did that when he moved to Nashville many years ago. But if there's something that's burning inside of you, a certain project, a certain product that you believe in and you want to bring to market or you want to represent, by all means, don't let anybody stop you. Now, he makes a good point in there. Let people advise you along the way. You know, there's going to be people who
you can reach out to that can tell you what pitfalls you may run into. I did it in my business. Because it's a franchise system and we got together annually with some of our stores, I would meet with some of the store owners that had more experience. If a person had been in business 10, 15, 20 years, I would go to them as a newbie and just say, can I buy you breakfast? And during breakfast, I'd say, okay, I've been open for a year or two, and here's my sales. What should I expect? And one gentleman out in Colorado, Gary Jacobs, he took the time to tell me, and literally almost to the penny, he would tell me, okay, you're at 300,000 in sales. Next year is going to be explosive growth. Be ready for it. People know who you are. People are used to using you, and now you're going to grow further by word of mouth. And he nailed it. And, you know, whether it's me talking to other stores, as I'll be doing this year, about the Profit First method and hopefully getting people's finances in order, or other stores, you know, talking, always look to the leaders in your industry and see if they will give you the time to talk about things that work for them, things that you should be aware of. So many times, you know, I came up with a formula a few years ago where I said for every $150,000 in sales, in my industry, you need another employee. This year, we scaled way back. We only had four full-time employees, but our sales said we should have had six or seven, and it really came back to bite us in the butt. We were working incredible hours, 15 hours, 18 hours a day. All could have been avoided if I had just stayed with that formula. So it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, a little bit of advice, a little bit of speaking to someone and saying, you know, what should I expect, would have been nice to hit that, you know, a little better. So next year we've already planned. We're hiring somebody. We're going to have them fully trained. We'll have them ready. Front counter help, production help, and make sure that everybody's clicking on all cylinders. All right, speaking of clicking on all cylinders, In-N-Out Burger, which is probably one of the most popular cult-like chains of hamburgers west of the Mississippi, is having a little problem in Texas this past week. Now, Texas has more than 12 million head of cattle, but on Tuesday, it had no double-doubles. Double-double is probably the most famous In-N-Out Burger. But the restaurant chain In-N-Out Burger shut down all 36 of its locations in the Lone Star State on Monday afternoon due to a shortage of hamburger buns. And according to the Irvine-based company, many are clustered around Austin and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, Texans can expect relief, or could expect relief yesterday. Bob Lang Jr., who's In-N-Out's executive vice president, said in a statement, at In-N-Out Burgers, we have always served the highest quality food with no compromise. We recently discovered that our buns in Texas do not meet the quality standards that we demand. There was and are no food safety concerns, but we decided to close all of our Texas stores until we are confident that we can serve our normal high-quality bun. A new shipment of buns is on the way, and we will reopen on Wednesday, June 13th. We apologize for any inconvenience that this closure may cause for our customers. In-N-Out has not provided details about the buns it is replacing or how it is replacing them. The chain is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year, and since it was founded in Baldwin Park in 1948, it has developed a loyal following and an international reputation. It consistently rates well in customer surveys, most recently a Harris poll that declared it Burger Brand of the Year, and it recently opened its 330th restaurant in La Habra. So, again, you're relying on suppliers. Now, obviously, the quality suffered. In-N-Out hit the pause button and said, we got to get this right. Any business faces a similar problem. We had it in the trophy industry this year where one supplier declared bankruptcy. You couldn't get the same product line that you were getting last year. You had to scramble with other suppliers. We were going to warehouses all over the country. It was just a bad year. I told the story a few weeks ago about Ford having to lay off 8,600 workers in two plants because there was a fire and an explosion at the factory, the plant that makes the digital or the instrument panels for the F-150 truck. So Ford, now, and this isn't burgers and it's not trophies, but Ford had to stop building F-150 trucks because you can't have a truck without an instrument panel. And so much of what happens in the assembly line process is reliant on all of the parts and pieces being in the right place at the right time. And so until the plant that makes the dashboards or the digital displays can get back up and running, there are no F-150 trucks, and 8,600 people are out of work. So knowing your supply chain, maintaining – and I like that In-N-Out hit the pause button here and shut the stores. Rather than giving you a lesser quality product, they said, this isn't meeting our standards. We're going to shut it down, and we'll reboot once we have the right quality there. So I like that they did that. Are you willing to do that in your business? And if not, why not? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, I'm going to have 9 clues that small businesses should watch for when anticipating customer needs. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Godot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and Crown Custom Apparel. So glad you could join us. And talking about Crown Custom Apparel, I cannot believe how busy we are right now in that division. And I was a little skeptical at first in entering that market. I thought it was oversaturated, but putting out a quality product and getting a ton of referrals. And that goes back to what I've said on the program many times from Earl Nightingale when he said, your best source of advertising is a satisfied customer with a big mouth. And that's what's happening. The word of mouth referrals are driving people to us like crazy. We're opening up online stores for organizations and just having tremendous success with it. So very happy with that. The trophy side is doing very well as well. So just a good time for us to have a business here in Flemington. And, of course, as I do every year, I thank all of our customers and the local community for supporting us. One to make mention, I posted on Facebook on Flemington United and Flemington Forward today, as well as the Taking Care page and my personal Facebook page. We had a graduation ceremony of sorts last week for Adam and Rachel, two special needs students from Hunterdon Central High School that participate in the work readiness program. And we had interviewed the director of the work readiness program back in January with two students, a job coach, and one of the other business owners from Jersey Mike's. And so on Monday, we got to go to the celebration at the school, and just what a great time. And it was there that I announced that we named Rachel our Employee of the Month for May, and Adam our Employee of the Month of the Year, and got a lot of good feedback from people that they like the fact that I support the program and that, you know, it's a great opportunity for the kids. And it really is. And what I'd like to do now is encourage local businesses here in Hunterdon County, particularly in the Flemington, Raritan Township area, if you can, and it's not hard because they come with a job coach. So you tell the job coach what you want the students to do. They perform those tasks. You'll be amazed at how rewarding it is and also how they get the job done. And I said this at the party on Monday, and I'll say it again. Without those two kids working for us just 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, there was no way we were going to be able to complete all of our jobs on time during busy season. So I want to thank Adam and Rachel publicly for helping us out this year and looking forward to the next batch of students that we'll get in the fall. If you're interested in the work readiness program, please contact Michelle Murphy at Hunterdon Central High School. Her email address is mmurphy@hcrhs.org. Again, it's a great program. Hopefully other businesses will sign on as well, and you'd be surprised what these kids can do. Let's talk about customer needs for a minute and nine clues that you should be aware of, should be watching for, when you're talking or anticipating your customer's needs. Now, it can be very difficult to pinpoint exactly what your customers want. Now, following these tips can make the difference between a one-time sale and a lifelong customer. Is it price? Is it product? Is it customer service? What specifically do your customers want from you? So figuring out what your customer needs can make the difference between creating that lifelong customer and that one-time sale. However, anticipating your customer's needs isn't as easy as it sounds. It can be difficult to pinpoint exactly what they want, and those needs can change over time as your customer base and your business grows. There are around 28 million small businesses in the United States, and not all of these businesses are your competition. But you can be almost certain that there will be competition within your niche. One way you can stand out to the customer is by offering the absolute best products and services for your target audience at the right price. There are a number of things that can provide clues to the needs of your customer and let you know if you aren't meeting those needs in some way. So here are nine clues to keep in mind that will help you anticipate the needs of your customer. If you're seeing low website traffic, and that's all trackable every time somebody logs into your website, but if your site traffic is particularly low, then this is a big clue that you aren't anticipating the needs of potential customers. Even though poor traffic doesn't define exactly how you aren't meeting the needs of your customers, it's a good indicator that you're not, and clues you into the fact that something needs to change so that you can do further analysis. You also need to know your target audience. Now, you've likely heard over and over again that you need to reach your target audience through marketing. However, really understanding who your target audience is also helps you anticipate the needs that they might have. One issue is that you can throw a lot of marketing and effort at driving sales only to feel uncertain whether or not your efforts have had any impact. 80% of marketers believe their efforts towards leads generations are not truly effective. So take the time to invest in data that helps you analyze your target audience and to understand them better. And don't be shy. If customers are coming in, repeat customers are coming into your business, ask them. They are a demographic. It doesn't matter whether they're male or female, whether they're 25 or 45. They fall into some demographic. So if you have a good customer and you have a good relationship, feel free to ask them, why are they choosing you? What marketing resonates with them? What product is the one that they definitely want? So make sure that you're asking the people who are currently buying from you. Or are they just lazy and don't know where else to go? But make sure that you ask the people. You already have your focus group. Use them, especially if you have a good relationship with them. There's another thing called A-B testing. Now, A-B testing provides a lot of insight into what works on your website or marketing campaigns and what doesn't. It isn't technically a small clue, but more of a big clue. But we include it in this list because it's vital to the long-term success of your online presence. So take the time to run split tests and see what elements perform best with your customers, including the use of colors and a call to action button for placement. You also have to look at your customer expectations. So be aware of the expectations of the customers. The only way you can truly do this is by creating a user persona as close to your typical customer as possible. Run everything through the filter of that persona and figure out if what you would do, if you do, would be important to that person. Customers can feel let down when reality doesn't meet their expectations. So take the time to survey your customers to make sure you meet and surpass their expectations. Leaving your site. Another clue that you aren't anticipating customer needs can be found in the data that indicates where during their visit customers leave your website. For example, if they stay on your site for 10 minutes each, but when they hit your order page, they suddenly leave in droves, that's a clue that you fail somewhere on that page. So begin to tweak that page and run your A/B testing until you figure out where the issue is. Number six is very important, and that's your brand image. You want to take the time to look at your brand image through the eyes of the customer. Have you built your brand image up, but the truth doesn't meet that image? If you stand on quality and promise that to your customers, then you better make sure that you deliver a quality product. So take the time to study the image of your brand and figure out if it not only makes sense for where you are as a small business, but if it's an image that speaks to your target audience. Look for trends is the seventh topic, and that's to take the time to study trends in your industry and identify areas where you can jump in and meet the needs of your customers. Another way you can anticipate customer needs is by considering upcoming holidays and events. If you run a brewery, for example, you might create a special deal for those coming in to watch the big game. Know what trends with your client base and figure out how to tie into that trend. There are trends everywhere. They mentioned holidays. Sometimes the trend is revolving around a product. So if people like a certain outfit, if they like a certain shoe, if, you know, a couple of years ago, fidget spinners were all the rage. If that's a trend that can fit into your business, whether you like it or not, but it's something that can make you money, hop on board. Generations. You really need to take the time to understand the generation your typical customers are in. Now, if you reach out to millennials, then you need to be aware that millennials have a tendency to prefer online shopping. With that in mind, you would focus on streamlining your e-commerce experience until it was perfect. On the other hand, if your target audience is baby boomers, they prefer one-on-one communication, and you would likely focus more on offering ways to make that happen, such as through live chat or telephone ordering or by providing samples. And number nine, competitors. Now, since every competitor you have is also trying to anticipate consumer needs and meet them, taking the time to study your competitors and what they do can teach you a lot about what you lack and what you really do well. Don't fall behind in the things you already do particularly well. However, you spot a weakness in your business, look at how your competitors have made that area a strength, and implement some of those same techniques for your own business. Now, again, these are just a few of the clues that will help you better understand the needs of your typical customer. The more customer-focused your business becomes, the more loyal your customers will remain to your brand. So take the time to get to know your customers, and they will reward you with loyalty and referral. Again, referrals are key, especially in today's day and age. I had a story a couple of weeks ago about how the percentages were pretty much through the roof as far as people relying on a friend's referral, whether they saw it online or if they, or if a friend just mentioned it to them in a conversation. It was important that they would take that referral and then move on it and make a purchase or at least make a phone call or check out the website based on a person's recommendation. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, Bill painted my house, and then you hire Bill? And I watch landscapers in my neighborhood, and then I think I'm the only guy that still cuts his own lawn, but when you look at landscapers in the neighborhood or garbage collection companies, you know, 1 minute it's Bob's Landscaping, and then the next year it's Joe's Landscaping, and the next year it's somebody else's landscaping company. It's who's coming in with the best price, who's coming in with the best service, who's tending, you know, to the lawns and the weeds and things like that. And you just find that the referral network starts to go. You're using Joe, I use Bob, you know, so make sure that if your business is key or reliant on referrals, that you're doing a good job all along the way. We're going to step away and take a news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to hire top quality employees on a shoestring budget, which is getting even harder now that unemployment is at 3.8% nationally. Again, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Set for public release later today, a government watchdog report reportedly criticizes the FBI for its handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe. Bloomberg's already saying that the Justice Department inspector's report accuses former FBI Director James Comey of deviating from standard investigative procedures. President Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, under investigation for business dealings, including giving hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels for her silence about an alleged affair with President Trump. Now reports are Cohen is losing his criminal defense team and may start cooperating with federal prosecutors. The president's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I checked into this last night. It's not so. He's not cooperating, nor do we care, because President did nothing wrong. We're very comfortable if he cooperates, that there's nothing he can cooperate about.
USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me this afternoon. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. And again, so glad that you can join us. Don't forget, you should have already received an email, but there is a stakeholders meeting of the Flemington Community Partnership on Monday night at the Spice Factory. So make sure that if you have an interest in business here in Flemington, that you stop by if you're a stakeholder and learn more about that. Also, the filling station will be open again tomorrow night and Saturday night. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend that's family fun and friendly, by all means, stop by the filling station. All right, so how do you hire top quality employees on a shoestring budget? With a few online tools and some creative thinking, your small business can attract great candidates and hire the best employees for your job openings. Now, attracting top talent isn't always easy, but especially if you're hiring on a shoestring budget. So today's advancements in technology and through some creative thinking on your part, it's not impossible. So try a couple of these tips if you want to hire high-quality candidates without breaking the bank. First, check the current state of your business. And don't just dive straight into advertising for the vacancy without taking a look at the overall picture of your business first. Are your company's values, culture, and brand reputation and development opportunities appealing to top quality candidates? Do you provide flexible working opportunities? Do you promote diversity and equality while offering nice perks? Now, without focusing on some or all of these areas to become an employer of choice, any effort to hire top talent would be wasted. As an employer of choice, you can attract and retain top quality candidates regardless of how much money you pump into the hiring process. It also means that you will have a pool of candidates fighting to get through the door before you even need to talk to them. Two, offer cost-effective perks. Look at what you can offer your candidates, such as remote or flexible working, which is a perk that many now seek. Flex time can be offered with no additional cost and actually improve the running of your business with proven benefits of increased productivity and employee engagement. There are many inexpensive and free perks that you can provide on a shoestring budget, creating a positive impact while giving you an edge over your competition, such as training and development, providing lunch or refreshment, snack boxes, flex time, gym membership, informal days, which means not having to wear formal business clothes, and the use of company equipment. The list can go on and on, but with some creative thinking, and a lot of these perks provide a lot more attractive prospect to top quality candidates over something of monetary value, such as a higher salary. You want to also write great content. Now, putting together an engaging job description and advertisement to generate more interest from the right candidates in a quicker amount of time takes some time. So make sure that you're writing it and making it sound like this is a job that everybody would want to have. Keep it honest. You can't lie to people and, you know, suggest to them, for instance, that, you know, they'll have a daily massage or something while working 8 hours a day. Keep it honest, but make sure you talk about the attractiveness of your business, whether that's teamwork, family atmosphere, working together, goal-driven. You pick the adjectives and put them in there. Emphasize your company culture and the values while incorporating some marketing language to sell the role. If possible, get visual by using photos or infographics that show snippets of life within your company. These can easily be done using free online templates, and they create the impact needed to attract top talent and stand out against typical written job descriptions. With a little extra effort in this area, you can bring in the best candidates right from the start at no additional cost. Number four is probably the most important because it's often overlooked, and that is to advertise your position in the right places. There are many ways to advertise your job vacancy, and not all require costly media campaigns or recruitment agencies. So here are 10 low-budget ideas that have been used that are working. Look within your own social network for top candidates. The likes of LinkedIn and Twitter are a perfect starting point. Offer incentives to current employees to refer fresh talent. Give rewards for referrals that can be released once the new employee has completed their probationary period, usually of 90 days. Ask employees and connections to share the job posting on their social media pages. Your ad will reach a wider audience, but you must ensure you have crafted the post to protect your company from risk of discrimination. You also want to use free online recruitment platforms. Depending where your business is based, you could make use of government websites or even Craigslist. 5. Share on your company's social media platforms. Now, whether you have a company Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or even Snapchat, get details of your job vacancy out there by any means possible. You never know who's looking at what moment and whether or not it could be a good fit for them. Add a career page to your website. And keep, this is one that drives me nuts, but this is the most important. Keep it up to date. Now, with the latest openings, providing full details, the closing date, and how to apply. I can't tell you how many times I see companies that have career pages, and you can tell the posting was from 2016. Chances are that job's already been filled two or three times. You want to connect with local colleges and universities. Top talent doesn't always require having many years of experience under the belt. You might find a great candidate who hasn't even graduated yet. Perhaps the role requires finding someone who is willing to learn and can develop within the role. You also want to add your job vacancy details within your company newsletter or email campaign. It's a simple way to advertise to candidates who are already interested in your business. You want to hold a recruitment drive or a networking event if you're not getting the right results. To save further costs, there's nothing to stop the networking being held virtually. And number 10, post details on trade association sites or industry forums. Engage with members on forums related to your industry trade group or local business association to direct them to your company. Those are 10 easy and good points. Now, when you interview the candidate, you have to interview it effectively. Now, you can utilize phone or video interview techniques to streamline the process and save additional time and expense. Try to arrange the final interviews with a short time frame. By doing this, all interviews will remain fresh in your mind, and the application process isn't being dragged out longer than needed. You also want to use technology. With the right technology in place, some artificial intelligence software can pre-screen resumes and send automatic responses, email unsuccessful candidates, and open and close advertisements. Having all information stored remotely also allows you to oversee the process, monitor all applications, and tick off important boxes to ensure you are complying with recruitment laws. This not only saves you time, but it's cost-effective and maintains your company's brand image by responding to all applicants. And while good technology may come at an initial cost, this type of investment will save money down the line. If your business doesn't have a huge budget for hiring top employees, it doesn't have to mean you're at a disadvantage. By using the cost-effective hiring tips that I mentioned earlier, there's no reason why you can't find the best candidate for your vacancy on that shoestring budget. We talked to Jim Lynch a couple of weeks ago from Regional Personnel, and this is getting, it's getting to be a time when it's getting harder and harder to find people. You have 3.8% national unemployment. Chances are there's a reason why those people are unemployed. They either choose to be, they're not really good workers, or they were laid off. But a lot of times when you get this far down in the unemployment rate, those people aren't really hireable. They're not the top talent. Also, look around. If you're in some kind of a service industry and you see somebody doing a good job in another service industry, don't be shy about asking, giving them your card and saying, if you're ever looking for work, I'd like to talk to you. I like the way you present. I've done it with waitresses. I've done it with people that are working the sales floor at Staples. I've done it with furniture salespeople. It doesn't matter. If they impress you there, once they learn your job, they'll probably impress you in your place of employment. So don't be shy about direct recruiting, going after somebody that you like. Think of it like you're building a football team or a baseball team. Do you want Derek Jeter? Or do you want, Casey at the bat, who's going to strike out? So look for the top talent. Always be looking to upgrade your staff. Make sure that your staff knows you're always looking for the best so that they're performing at their best. And then hopefully the problem will take care of itself. Let's see what else we have for you today. All right. We're going to take our last break a little early because I did want to talk about this next issue. And that is how SWOT analysis, which is SWOT, and other tools can help your small business to analyze your strength, your weakness, your opportunities, and your threats. It's called SWOT analysis. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington and the host of this program for the last 6.5 years. So glad, again, that you could join us and hope you can join me tonight in Bridgewater. If you're a football fan, particularly a high school football fan, then the place to be tonight is Bridgewater Raritan High School, the site of the 6th annual John Bazzalone Bowl, which is a football game featuring the best student athletes from area high schools in both Somerset and a couple of schools from Hunterdon County. So if you're looking for a nice night, a little bit of football, you know, we're in that off season now. Football's or basketball's over, ice hockey's over. There's no NASCAR this weekend. You're looking for something to do, and then the place to be would be John Bazelon Memorial Field on the campus of Bridgewater Raritan High School for tonight's Bazelon Bowl. And it's also, if you have any military members in your family, we really focus a lot on the audience during this game, and that is we want to recognize people who have served in the military, people who may currently be serving in the military. So please encourage any veterans to join us tonight as well. Now let's talk about SWOT analysis and how it can help your small business. I've talked about competitive analysis and knowing your competitors. What are they selling? What are they selling it for? What's their customer service experience like? But a SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, is a great way to evaluate your own company as well as the competition. Now, of course, it's not the only way to do this, but it is one of the more common. Now, in this story, I'm going to talk about steeple, and pest analysis to round out some of the more common tools that businesses large and small use to stay ahead of their competition and to keep their own companies at peak performance. Hopefully, you'll be able to use these tools for your overall business strategy, individual projects, marketing campaigns, competitive insight, and more. So using data and analytics is a practice large enterprises know the value of. A 2016 study by the International Data Group, or IDG, found that 78% agreed that data strategy, collection, and analysis have the potential to completely shift and improve business operations. Small businesses don't need sophisticated data gathering to produce a valuable analysis. A SWOT analysis is a simple way to help your team hone in on what's working and what's not, so if need be, you can pivot and make those corrections. Now again, SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Weaknesses and strengths are the negative and the positive aspects you can see from an internal point of view that identify the current value or the current state of what's being examined from their point of view, that identify the current state of what's happening within your company. Threats and opportunities are negatives and negative and positive aspects that are external, which can affect the future of what's being examined. So when writing down a SWOT analysis, you can use columns for each identifier or create a cube with four boxes, similar to like a four square box would have been. Shopify has a free template example for you to download. Now, again, SWOT, when you're looking at your business, you want to be thinking about your overall business strategy. And I tell people not to look at this today, but what is your strategy moving forward 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, and beyond? When you're using SWOT, apply it to individual projects. So when you're talking about strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and you have a project, and it's going to take several months to complete, what are your strengths? Is it your team that's going to be working on that project? What are your weaknesses? Is it your team that's going to be working on that project? What are the opportunities that you hope to unveil during that project? And are there any threats? Could be from competition. It could be from, like I mentioned earlier, an oversaturation of the market. Marketing campaigns, same thing. Don't just advertise for the sake of advertising. Have a purpose. And competitive insights. You know, it's easy to look, I think it's easier to look at somebody else's business than your own sometimes and pick apart what they do well and what they do wrong. But when you bring it in-house and you now look at your own business and you have to say, this is what we do well, this is what we need help in, it becomes a little more personal, feelings get hurt. This is where SWOT really comes in helpful. So whenever a team or individual needs to get more insight into a tactic to try, conducting the SWOT analysis will help you mitigate the risk and work more efficiently. SWOT analysis should be used when you're creating a business and throughout your operations. So here's a look at how your small business can use a SWOT analysis to tackle typical issues. When you're forming a business plan, in the infancy stages of your small business, creating a baseline SWOT analysis helps you focus your business strategy, identify goals, and monitor threats from competitors as early as possible. The startup small business should identify their strengths, great product, prime location, etc., their weakness, a small marketing budget, They need more publicity and opportunities. Market the need for product in nearby locations and the ability to introduce add-ons, etc. The threats of a small business or a new small business is that your main competitor's social media following is 100 times the amount that you have, and a new competitor is opening shop in your area. So these are the types of things that you want to be playing to and trying to avoid. So if you're opening a new breakfast and lunch diner, your business plan SWOT might look something like this. What are your strengths? Well, it's grandma's pancake recipe. It's the most affordable prices on the block, but they're still profitable. Beautiful location that's right by an outdoor shop and down the street from a church. What are your weaknesses? Basic website, lack of digital advertising knowledge, not a ton of room for diners who are waiting for a table. What are the opportunities? How about blogger outreach for press? Loyalty program creation, food eating contests to create some buzz. What are your threats? If you have to raise your prices because you use organic fruits and vegetables, you want to keep on your menu, or off-brand businesses opening nearby, fast food joints that might be eyeing empty buildings down the street, those are your threats. So the early on analysis shows what positions you should hire next, features of your service to highlight to customers, where you need to allocate marketing, and more. A SWOT analysis helps you refine a business plan so investors have a clearer idea of your strategy too. Now, when you're facing a new competitor, don't ignore or become paralyzed by competition. Be better prepared to face them head on with the SWOT analysis. This way, you can see where you have the opportunity to outshine them and realistically acknowledge where you need to start improving to stay ahead. For example, if you sell homemade paraben-free soaps in a boutique store, there's an everything-in-one-place superstore opening up a couple of miles away from you. Your SWOT might look like this. Your strengths are that you cater to the shop local crowd who prioritizes supporting local businesses. Your soaps are made from premium ingredients that are great for a variety of skin types, including those with allergies. Your weaknesses, you lack the brand awareness that this national juggernaut has. Your square footage is vastly smaller than the superstore. You specialize in a certain type of product, so you lack the buy everything at once appeal your competitor has for some people. Your opportunities are you could expand your product line to other types of beauty products, still be paraben free. You could open an online store and expand your reach beyond the brick and mortar. You could reach out to local bloggers whose audiences trust them and are engaged with their recommendations. You could also host an event that features other local vendors to strengthen the local business community. Your threats are that the superstore's low prices and coupons are not something your business could sustainably adopt. A lack of space and convenient parking may hinder your store's location and desirability for your product. So again, you're looking at the whole picture. Now, this type of store may decide to completely close the brick and mortar and switch to the less expensive online retail environment. Or it could capitalize on focusing on delivering a high-quality product to shoppers who are passionate about supporting local businesses, instead of just crossing their fingers and hoping for the best. A small business owner can adapt to changing conditions, and when you're considering expanding your product line, investing money into product development, testing, marketing, and management is a huge decision. This is the perfect time for a SWOT analysis before making a significant commitment. So say you produce yoga mats. You've been doing pretty well, and since the material is heavenly to strike a pose on, the price point is really competitive. And you've nailed your Google advertising strategy. But now your loyal customers have been chattering on social media and asking for more products from you. They love your yoga mats so much, they want straps and blocks too. Should you stick to what you're great at or expand? A SWOT analysis can help. And you'd have to consider your strengths, that you've developed an enthusiastic tribe that serves as powerful referrals for your business. You have a network of yoga studios that regularly purchases and restocks your products. Your content marketing efforts have resulted in an engaged social media following, and your website traffic grows every month. Your weaknesses might be that manufacturing straps and blocks takes a significant upfront investment. You lack knowledge of product design and are not sure how to differentiate yourself in straps and blocks. Opportunities could be that you could offer an enticing discount or some advertising strategy using techniques that already work for your brand that apply to the new products. And any threats could be that superior products could overshadow yours without excellent product development. New products mean you'll have to hire more team members to execute correctly, which may negatively impact your budget and company culture. Now, while there are plenty of growth opportunities in the SWOT, conducting this analysis also helps a business to be ready for the risks and the dangers. SWOT helps small businesses scale more smartly. Other analysis tools include STEEP, steeple, and pest. Now, in addition to a SWOT analysis, there are several other types of analysis tools your business might consider in its strategic planning. These include STEEP. STEEP analysis is commonly used in marketing to identify external factors that determine trends. STEEP stands for social, technological, economical, environmental, and political. Using STEEP, marketers and business owners can identify trends, determine relationships among trends, and derive implications. STEEPL is similar to STEEP, but STEEPL takes into account the first five factors of STEEP as well as legal and ethical factors. PEST examines its four corresponding sections in order: political, economical, social, and technological. These big picture factors can be examined before business gets more granular during SWOT creation. And like a SWOT analysis, a STEEP, STEEPL, or PEST analysis can be helpful at the beginning of business creation and at regular intervals throughout the operation. The opportunities and threats in a SWOT analysis may evolve based on what you uncover in your STEEP, STEEPL, or PEST analysis. When new markets emerge, when you're considering product development, when you're considering new vendors, and in many more situations. Taking both a macro and micro view helps you to see overarching trends and how the details in your business can help you benefit. Now, these types of analysis can be carried out by various members of your team to get a clearer view of your operations. You could empower departments to create their own regular SWOT analysis and make sure that recommendations line up with the STEEP, STEEPL, or PEST analyses that are regularly updated by executives and key stakeholders. Taking inventory of your business and how it fits amid your competition and the global economy allows you to gain a clearer strategy and adapt based on changing needs. So I would recommend a SWOT analysis, if not every 6 months, at least every year. Things change in industries, they change in product lines, they change in pricing, and making sure that you're there and ready to answer the call is huge. So make sure that you're doing this on a regular basis in your business. In sports, last Sunday, Clint Bowyer won the Rain Shorten Firekeepers Casino 400 race at Michigan International Speedway for his second win of the season. The teams have the week off for Father's Day and will resume racing next week. In Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball regular season is underway, and the Yankees, Indians, and Mariners lead their divisions in the American League, while the Braves, Brewers, and Diamondbacks lead their divisions in the National League. In golf, the U.S. Open begins today at Shinnecock Hills Country Club. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked if he agrees with the law that says if an illegal family crosses the border, the children and parents are separated.
No, I'm not. This is because of a court ruling. And so this, I do think, ought to be addressed. We believe it should be addressed in immigration legislation. What's happening at the border and the separation of parents and their children is because of a court ruling. That's why I think legislation is necessary.
With a weekly look at how many Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This week's report from the Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 4,000 fewer than the week before, 7,000 below what analysts had predicted. The biggest jumps in initial claims were in Tennessee, Illinois, Ohio, and Arkansas. Sharpest declines were seen in Michigan, California, New Jersey, and New York.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-